The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, we are almost always live, but we're not always on location. But we are today. We are at Nationwide Arena. Nationwide Arena for the Everything You Need Tour with Turning Point Ministries and Dr. David Jeremiah. Now, I hope you don't mind me being a little repetitious, but with the nature of radio, people are tuning in and out all the time. There are going to be thousands of people here tonight. It's going to be a huge event. It is a ticketed event, but the tickets are free. However, if you did not get a ticket, you can still come. Come to Nationwide Arena, ask where Will Call is, go to Will Call, and say you heard on the radio that they could get a ticket, and they will give you a ticket, and you come on in. There should be plenty of room. This is a massive arena. They have distributed multiple thousands of tickets for tonight. I know it's well over 10,000 tickets have been distributed. But there will be room, so feel free to come on down. I have said this over and over and over again. If you follow God's principles, God's policies, God's plan, there is clarity. If you reject God's plan, there is nothing but chaos. We're beginning to see the reaping of what has been sown over the confusion concerning gender and sexuality. This gender fluidity nonsense. This teaching that sex and gender is not binary, male and female, it can be anything, and the whole transgender thing. You and I have talked about this for years. This is going to be unbelievably destructive to our culture, to our society, to young people, and we are beginning to reap what has been sown. Listen to this. This is from the Daily Mail out of Great Britain. Headline today. Sharing gender-neutral toilets with boys after being left to feel... part of the headline's cut off on my story. Girls sharing gender-neutral toilets with boys after being left to feel unsafe and ashamed. Here's what the story is out of Great Britain. Gender-neutral toilets, which is what we're being told. That's what schools have to go to because, you know, in a school of 1,000, there might be two kids that identify as transgender and we don't want to embarrass them. And so we're going to make all of the bathrooms, all of the toilets, gender neutral. Boys can use girls can use boys, and so on and so forth. All right. We have been told this is what is best for young people. All right. Here's the story. Let me quote. Gender-neutral toilets in schools have left girls feeling unsafe and even put their health at risk. Parents and teachers are warning government authorities. With a growing number of both primary and secondary schools installing unisex toilets, some girls are risking infections by refusing to urinate all day. Others are so fearful that they have stopped drinking liquids at school because they are so fearful of going into a restroom shared with boys. Quote, parents and teaching staff have told the Daily Mail that female pupils feel deeply uncomfortable or even unsafe sharing toilets with male students. The trend for single-sex toilets is driven by the, listen, by the wish to be more inclusive of children who identify as transgender and wish to use the same facilities as the opposite sex. Can I stop just for a moment for an editorial comment? You know, of course, that there is no scientific evidence whatsoever for transgenderism. In fact, quite the opposite. Settled science says there is no such thing as transgenderism. Sexual dysphoria, sexual confusion, psychological problems concerning sexual confusion. Yes, 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 yes. Transgenderism, no. So get this. The majority of the kids in these schools, now this is Great Britain, but the same thing is happening here in America. The majority of the students, the majority of the pupils are suffering. They're feeling unsafe. These girls, many of them, not just one or two, but many of them, are refusing to even go to the bathroom anytime during school, so they won't even drink because they're afraid they'll have to go pee. And they won't do it, and they're getting sick, and they're getting infections because they are afraid to go to a unisex bathroom. And why? For the benefit of something that scientifically does not exist. Think about that. We are harming, we are damaging children while absolutely denying settled science. Let me go back to the story. The trend for single-sex toilets is driven by the wish to be more inclusive of children who identify as transgender and who wish use the same facilities as the opposite sex. But last night, doctors and politicians called on schools to halt the move. Can I repeat that? Last night, doctors and politicians called on schools to halt the move towards unisex toilets to prevent any further harm to female students. Now, who's reporting this? The Daily Mail. The Daily Mail is not exactly a Christian publication. It is a purely secular news source saying, you know, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Maybe this whole politically correct notion of adjusting the bathroom facilities for all of the other students for a handful of confused kids who should be helped and can be helped, but instead of helping them, the school systems are enabling their confusion. Instead of saying to these kids who feel that they're transgender, hey, you know what? We have some counselors here that can help you with your confusion. Instead of doing that, they are encouraging the confusion. So not only are they hurting the kids who identify as transgender and not getting them the help that they need, they are punishing all of the other kids as well. This is the agenda of the far left progressive movement in America and in Great Britain. And we are beginning to see people wake up. It's taken far, far, far too long, but finally, 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 people are beginning to realize, you know what? This is harmful. I continue to say this, folks. Science is on our side. Science is on the side of Scripture. You follow biblical principles. There are males, there are females. There are boys, there are girls. There are men, there are women. You have clarity. You reject that, you have confusion. And the tragic results of rejecting God's plan. There's never an exception. Sometimes it takes time to reap what you have sown, but you will ultimately reap. All right, we are broadcasting live from Nationwide Arena. Hope to see literally thousands of you here tonight at the Everything You Need Turning Point Tour with David Jeremiah. Make your plans to come on down. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, we are kind of surrounded by a massive army of orange. The volunteers for this evening just showed up. Well, that sounds bad. They just arrived. And, of course, an event like this couldn't occur without a massive amount of volunteers. There are going to be thousands of people here tonight at Nationwide Arena. And there are dozens of volunteers, and they all have orange shirts on. And they're getting their instructions as we speak right next to us. It's going to be a great night, and I hope that you will join us tonight for the Everything You Need tour. And, I like that. When you see the volunteers, check out the back of their shirts. They've got the WRFD logo on the back. And when you come, thank them. Thank the volunteers for what they do and say, hey, like the logo on your on the back of your shirt. I have debated all day whether to deal with this story or not, and I'm going to do it delicately, okay? People ask me all the time, are you a supporter of Donald Trump or not? And my response is always, he is my president. I honor him. I respect him. I respect the office. I am so grateful for the wonderful things that he has done for religious liberty and freedom and for the pro-life movement. He is without a doubt the most pro-life president probably in American history, certainly in our lifetime. No doubt about it. George W. Bush was strongly pro-life, but not as pro-life as Donald Trump. And for me, that was one of the big questions before he was elected president. During the campaign, he said he was pro-life, but was that really a conviction, or was he just saying that to get elected? I really wondered that, seriously. And I've said this hundreds of times. He was not my candidate. During the primaries, he was at the bottom of the list for me. But he was elected. Fair and square, in spite of what the Democrats and Hillary Clinton says, and here's what I've said consistently since the day he was elected. I will wholeheartedly support him every time he does something good, right, and constitutional. And because of that, I have supported him the overwhelming amount of time since he has been president. So my support for him has been great. But I made the same promise when he does something wrong, immoral, or just plain wrong or unconstitutional, I'll criticize him. And I have done that. So I support him. But my support is not unconditional, because I don't have unconditional support for anybody except Jesus. I said all of that to get to this story. And these are the kind of statements that hurt the president. And I wish he wouldn't make. Listen to this. President Donald Trump says the biggest pastors in America have been telling him that his ongoing fight with the media and Democrats has been fueling the greatest revival in American history. Really? Here's the quote. I got a call the other night from pastors, the biggest pastors, evangelical Christians. They said that they have never seen our religion or any religion so electrified. They say they have never seen anything like it. Churches are joining hundreds of thousands of people. And you know, that's to a large extent because of you and your partners, the Democrats. And then he went on to say that because of his leadership and his fight with the Democrats, America is experiencing the greatest revival in history. Now, I love our president, and I support him all I can. And I hope and pray that he's a born-again believer. You know, my gut tells me he is. But I think he's a very immature believer. I think he's a fairly new Christian. I really do. And I think he's immature. And so if he is an immature believer and a new Christian, you would expect him to say things that an immature Christian would say. But my friend, if there is a revival brewing in America, and I pray that it is, it is not because Donald Trump is fighting with the Democrats. If there are fires of revival that are beginning, and I hope and pray that they are, and there are some good things happening in America, it is not because Donald Trump has picked a fight with the media. It is because God's people have been driven to their knees, and I honestly believe this president has probably received more prayer support from the evangelical community than any president in my lifetime. I honestly believe that there are more born-again believers praying for Donald J. Trump than any president in my lifetime. And to be really honest, I give a whole lot more credit to the prayers of God's people for the president than I do the president himself. That is not to take away his leadership in the pro-life movement, religious liberty and freedom and so forth, and I don't mean it in that way. But as I say in the beginning of my program, the future of America is far more in the pews and the pulpits of American churches than in the halls of Congress or the rooms of the White House. And because of that, we need to keep things in balance. We're at Nationwide Arena. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.